So I'd said we would talk about this worthy.
Some people call it merit. It means something you deserve because of something you've done. Let's be clear, we could never deserve eternal life. We've all sinned before a holy God, and God requires perfection. Jesus is that perfection. So he did his part perfectly that we could never do. That's a given. We have no standing before God to demand salvation. Christ accomplished that for us. Now, what is our part? Well, we're in a blood covenant, the New Testament, Matthew 26. And the blood covenant, by his shed blood and his broken body, represented in the wine and the bread, calls us to action and calls us to do take a part. What part is it? To earn our salvation? No. To do what Jesus could do? No. He's already done that. He's done it perfectly. What is our part in the covenant? A covenant's an agreement of two parties. And so our part in the covenant is that we obey Christ and we walk in his word and we walk in his ways. Test yourself to the gospel, young man. The part of our covenant is that we seek him according to his word and ways. And he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So we keep the New Testament commandments. We keep some pre-Torah commandments. We cover all that at our teaching blog at don'tperish.com. And so how can we be worthy of a glorious Savior? Well, we're not worthy of the perfect work he's done, but here's where we can be worthy. Our lives can follow and match his word and his ways as best we can. The Bible says, be ye perfect. That means complete and mature. That means you're walking in the ways of God every day, every week, every month, every year, more than you were before. Because the Holy Spirit, the Word, and Jesus, who said, you could do nothing without me, John 15, is helping us. I have a question. If God has made all these glorious promises to us, we can be pillars in his temple, we can be his children, we can be sons, we can overcome, we can go boldly to the throne of God, should we believe these promises? I say yes. So if we believe we can go boldly to the throne of God because we're obeying him and not living in willful sin. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, do not live in willful sin and take the Lord's Supper. You take it unworthily. That means you're trampling it. That means you're living in sin. You have no reverence for it. The reverence of God is in obeying God. That's how you revere God. You read the scriptures, you obey him, you test the churches and test every way. Test yourself, neighbor. We love you. Make sure you're following Jesus, not the church system or the culture.
Yes, sir.
Come out of the world. You got to come out of the world. You got to come out of your flesh. Come out of those church systems that God hates. Neighbors are walking by. Neighbors are walking by. And gospel cards are going out. One was like a 12-year-old boy. I see him down there reading the gospel card. Another man just walked by. He's reading it as he's walking away. So we can be worthy. God says we can be worthy, not of salvation on our own, but worthy of how we live in Christ. Does that make sense, neighbors? Go look up the word worthy. It's in many places. And in Revelation, I love this one. He says those who keep the commandments of God, we know we can't do it perfectly. Christ makes up for that. Have the right to the tree of life. I'm taking that promise. I'm going to say, Father, my Savior, I'm going to live up to God's standards and his commandments the best as I can. When I falter, I'm going to cry out to God to be cleansed, as it says in 1 John, by Christ. And then I'm going to ask the Father to keep his promise to me, that I can become a pillar in his temple, that I can overcome by the word of my testimony, the blood of the Lamb. And I want to love not this life unto death. I'm going to take that promise where he said you can have peace. I'm going to take the promise where he says you can have joy. I'm going to take the promise where he says you can have power. I'm going to take the promise where he says you can be my friend. In John 15, 14, if you keep my commandments. My hope is my brothers and sisters aren't timid about the promises of God, that they live worthy to the promises of God. No, you're not worthy for your own salvation. Jesus alone is the only perfect one. but you can be worthy to walk according to his calling. What sin can you not leave, neighbor? What fault and error can you not overcome in his name and his spirit and word? What way can you not forsake for Jesus Christ and his shed blood? What person will you not put out of your life? What situation? What sin will you hold on to endanger your soul? Jesus said, pluck it out, rip it out, cut it out. Have you done that, neighbor? If you have, in all your ways, and you're striving for the kingdom and his righteousness, Matthew 6:33, you can walk worthy to be a child of God, to do his ministry, to do his work. You're not perfected yet, but you should be in the process of becoming complete and mature. That means leaving sin in every false way. Just a note on being worthy before God. It's all about him, for him, of him, in him, through him. We're just tools and vessels, but guess what? We better be a fit and worthy vessel for the king's good use. Otherwise, you're not going to make it in the kingdom of God. You're going to lose your soul living for the culture. You're following a church system that keeps you away from God's truth. You're following your flesh and entertainment. No, repent of all of that. Seek ye first the kingdom. Walk in a worthy manner, my brothers and sisters, and glorify God with all your members. That is the word of the Lord today. From the Holy Scriptures, from his truth, that we hide in our hearts so no one can take it from us.